Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy.
I hate motivation. Like, motivation. I feel good. Let's do it. That part's great. It's after 5 hours, a day, a week, a month, when the motivation runs out and you're back to the same self-sabotaging behavior, the same self-destructive or destructive to others behavior. And no change actually happens. I can't stand motivation. Me personally, I prefer a system which allows me to use said system day in and day out to be happy, feeling good, and taking massive action all day long. Motivation is brief, it's temporary. A better alternative to that would be discipline, but people, when they hear the word discipline, they think it's hard. They automatically, this is just my point of view, associate it with hard work. It takes a lot of effort. It's exhausting to be disciplined. I don't like thinking of it that way. I hate anything that involves hard or exhausting or difficult or you have to force it. When I was younger, I would ask people, I would ask my family members, random people, friends, I'd be like, what do you think work ethic is? What is that? What's a work ethic? Right? I was very curious. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so you want to get things done. You need to work to do them. But everyone who is working looks like they're fucking miserable, and I don't necessarily want that. But there's something about this work thing that where shit make like shit happens. Like, results come after doing the work. But how it was baffling to me. I'm like, how do you remove the it being shitty part, but keep the doing the action a lot of times part? Right? How do we make the process of doing the hard work, whatever it might be, enjoyable? So I would do things like, you know, try to change my perspective, try to focus on like, okay, well, I don't have the food I want, but people are starving, so I should just be grateful for what I have. And that's powerful. Gratitude's super powerful, for sure. But most people can't stay in gratitude. They can't stay motivated. They can't stay disciplined. It's too hard. It's exhausting. Why? Why is this? Why can't we fucking just change? Why can't we do the work? Why is it difficult and exhausting and hard? Why can't it just be easy, enjoyable? What happens when I say easy? Does something trigger in you right now? Or just like, no, it can't be easy. You gotta hustle. You gotta work hard. Or is easy... Are you comfortable with that term? Are you comfortable with things being easy? Are you comfortable with your life being easy? Or do you need it to be hard? Do you not resonate with it being easy? I would like to ask you that. Give some waves to you guys. What's going on? I have this light on the camera, so I can't see your full name. I can wave to the people at the very, very bottom. But before I end this live stream, I will get to all of you, wave to all of you, and shout you all out. I've been slacking on this department, but no longer. And keep the cursing to a very minimum, but try to keep it to a zero. We'll see how that goes. So most people, it's frustrating to me, and it's also very fascinating. So it's why I keep doing it, and it's why I'm here. And because it's changed my life, right? But most people, they're so conditioned. Like, they have so many people who've taught them how the world should be or how they think it is. They've given them their perspective, and they haven't been taught how to think for themselves. So they just took whatever they got, and now that's like them. And whenever they come across an idea or something that challenges that, they think it's challenging like who they are. So they defend it with their fucking life, and they become angry, bitter, you know, resentful, combative. They can't just calmly talk it out because, I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. If someone, you know, gave you, this is from the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I think, the Stephen Covey book. There's a example in there where it talks about how if you go around the city, right? Let's say I give you a map of Chicago, and you're in Arizona, and you're trying to navigate, and you've had this map your whole life from, let's say, up until this video right now. You've been navigating Arizona with a Chicago map, and you're not getting anywhere. You're getting nowhere because it's just the wrong map. You're going to this store where you want to pick up some new jeans, but actually it's a Jamba Juice place, but you're not actually mad because Jamba Juice is pretty amazing. But the point being, you're not getting where you want to go. Then I come across, I meet you, and I'm like, hey, you're using the wrong map. Here's the map to Phoenix. Here's the map to Arizona. And you're like, no, no, it's not the map. I know it's the map to, my map is the map to Arizona. And I'm like, but are you happy? Are you getting where you want to go? And you're like, I don't want to hear that. My map's the right map. How dare you try to help me and give me the right map. Now, that singular example is insane, obviously. But if you had that same example happen to you 50,000 times from 50,000 different people, salesmen, fucking, shit. Ah, damn it, twice. I'm sorry, Suzanne. I'm sorry if you're watching this. I'm trying to work on the cursing, keeping it to a minimum. If you've been going out your whole life and you've been bombarded by people telling you, hey, this will work. Hey, this will work. Try this. Da, da, da. And you've tried stuff and it didn't work out. And then you're just like, well, that sucked. And you kind of become bitter. You kind of become resentful. And you just distrustful. You're like, it's like if I tell you, hey, touch that stove. It won't burn you. And then you touch it and you're like, ow. And I'm like, oh, my bad. Touch it one more time. It won't burn you. And you're like, ow. Stop. And I'm like, all right. All right, for real, last time, touch the stove, third time's charm, touch the stove, nothing will happen. You're like, ow! And that happens to you again and again and again and again. You don't want to buy more books. You don't want to buy more courses. You don't want to buy more coaching. You're distrustful. And then this is now where I'm at. How do I show you guys? If you have ideas, I would love to hear them, so we can do them. So if you got any ideas, please comment below. But the video is not about that. The video is about why motivation sucks and what's better is having a system that actually works. So my system takes about 5 minutes to do in the morning. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. Puts you in a state of what we call high vibration energy. And that just means you're feeling good. You're inspired, you're motivated, you're calm. Your thoughts aren't racing a million miles an hour. It's very peaceful up here. It's very present, very calm. And I think that's important because what I find is that I want my life to be easy. I want to laugh a lot. I want to make a lot of money. I want to help a lot of people. I want to have great relationships. I want to have a great sex life. I want to travel around the world. Did you catch the helping people part? Some people get all crazy when I say sex. Like, sex is normal. It's okay, guys. We're adults here, we can talk about sex, right? I want my life to be amazing because we only have one of them that we know of. Maybe we reincarnate, I don't know. I'm reading a David Icke book right now called Phantom Self, which is pretty amazing. It has a lot of things that coincide with what we teach at energyawarenesstraining.com. Boom, there's the plug. And yeah, I just don't like being miserable. I don't like things being hard. I don't see how people enjoy that. Like, I don't want to hustle and, I got to force it and grind. Like, I don't take pride in feeling like crap or burning out. I take pride. I don't take any pride. If I did take pride, I would take pride in being happy every day, all day. And being able to give that to other people as well through our products and training and coaching. I want to be on my own team. I don't want to have to wake up in the morning and deal with negative thoughts, negative worry, frustrations, this and that. I want to be calm. I want to focus, be able to focus, and tackle what needs to be done and do it and enjoy it. And preferably be giving value in some way to other people, right? Like what I do now, it's helping people become happy and end their emotional suffering so they can dominate life. I love that. So I want my life to be easy. I don't want to rely on motivation. Oh, I feel motivated. Oh, I don't feel motivated. Screw that. No, I want a system that keeps me feeling motivated all day long. I just want my life to be awesome. And I find it fascinating how, you know, certain family members, friends, strangers on the street, they've just been so conditioned. Like, the clay has turned into just hard clay. It's not soft anymore. It's like cement. You're trying to, like, get in there, and they're like, no. No getting in here. I have my thoughts and beliefs, and you will not take them from me ever. And I'm like, but you complain a lot. You have all these problems, and you're miserable. And they're like, no, I don't care. I love my problems. And I'm like, do you? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, all right, let me get away from you now. You know, they have to self-medicate with, like, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. And listen, I was one of the most toxic people, not in terms of being destructive towards others, like, deliberately. It wasn't, like, not to say talking S-H-I-T, because I'm trying to keep my cursing to a minimum. What's up, Lori? I'm trying to, what am I trying to say? I wasn't, like, verbally attacking people, talking crap. And I was more like low self-esteem, cutting myself, feeling like crap, toxic in that way, just like low self-worth and just kind of being weird because I'd be quiet because I didn't feel like I could talk to people. Like, that's how much low self-worth I had. I didn't feel like I could speak to other people, to another human being. Like, what? That's crazy. So, yeah, I was toxic. And I did smoke for like 8 years. I recently quit smoking. And I don't want to smoke anymore. And I don't like drinking alcohol anymore. I don't even like drinking coffee anymore. I prefer and love tea. I actually ran out yesterday. I gotta go get some more tea today. But I'm like, whew. Like, I don't resonate with that anymore. I don't resonate with toxic people. I don't do the things I normally did before. For years I didn't. I stopped. Like, I stopped all of it. With, you know, said program and teaching and blah, 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 blah. I don't wanna keep shoving it down your throat. Point being, I used to be one of those toxic people. So I get what you're feeling and where you're coming from. I get it. I get it. I get it. But at some point, you gotta ask yourself, like, am I really happy with my life? And let's look at that mentality of, like, being burned and being bitter because things didn't work out. True. But you did learn something, right? Just the fact you tried something, it taught you something. You valued from it. You got something from it. Even if it was a failure or didn't work, you still learned something from it. It's still an experience that has value because it's life. Right? Every moment is valuable. If you don't think so, let's remove your oxygen supply. You can't breathe anymore. And as you have like a minute, 2 minutes, however long, and you're suffocating, you're going to be like, oh my God, life is amazing. Please let me breathe again. Like, every moment is a gift. So, just like time is more valuable than money because you have a finite amount of time and money can always be made and remade, every moment is priceless. So the fact you tried something and it didn't work out, whether it be a book or course or training, and it didn't work, I get it, I understand. We can use that as an opportunity to get bitter, or we can use it as an opportunity to get better. It's a choice to try again. It's a choice. Now, it requires willpower, for sure. Things aren't working, you're not happy. It sucks, but what's the alternative? You're just going to give up? You're going to be one of those people? Like, I give up. I resign myself to a life of mediocrity. It's fine. I'll be average. I'll take the L. It's cool. I won't work on myself or have self-care. I'll be this fucking, damn it. I'll be this freaking, disheveled person. I'll live on this. I'll be homeless on the street. I'll be negative, toxic. Fine. Like, I don't want that for you. I didn't want that for me. That's horrible. It's terrifying. Self-care is important. Brushing your teeth is important. But if you're so depressed that you don't even want to go brush your teeth, you know, just lay in bed all day and just waste away, we should probably address some of that. We should address some of the traumatic things you're holding on to that's probably contributing to that feeling of depression and just hopelessness. We should probably dive in that and let it come up and release it so you can start being happy and accept yourself again, love yourself again, and start taking action and moving toward what you want and living your dreams. You can't move into the space of taking action and moving toward your goals if you hate yourself. You gotta get on your own team. Like, people say, oh, your videos are great. You're motivating me. I hate hearing that. I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Like, you know, good, better than you not watching my videos. But what's even better than that is you actually being happy and living your dreams. You wanna say thank you, do that. Actually use what we're talking about in these videos and change your life. End your emotional suffering and live your dreams. I've been posting this emoji recently. It's like these two wine glasses cheersing. And I posted on Twitter and then reposted on Facebook. I was like, I'm gonna make this the international sign for abundance. Because it's like, you have a wine in this nice glass. It's like, you have money, you're happy, life is good. And you're just like, cheers. And you're like, cheers. Yeah, you're in abundance too. Cheers. The problem with this and why I love it and because it's challenging is people who are in abundance hear what I'm talking about and they're like, yeah, 100%. It works, guys. It's amazing. I love what he's talking about. But then the people who actually need it, they're like, I'm just trustful of, what is this gratitude BS? And it's those guys I have to, and girls, I have to reach and try to reach. So, you know, I'm slowly testing. I'm trying to make my videos a little bit more funny, a little bit more relaxed. Because, like, I can't have any drag, so to speak, or resistance on my part. I can't have a little bit of anxiety. Like, I don't get that making these videos, trying to reach those people. I got to be, like, flawless. Like, yo, my name's Dante. I'm going to change your fucking life. Hey. I have to have their attention because they're in so much, like, negativity and toxicity. They don't have the attention span to, like, focus unless I have, like, the fucking attention locked. Then I can actually convey some information that hopefully plants the seed that which will change your life. One of my mentors, not Glenn, who's amazing, and the guy teaching me all about energy and who changed my life, a previous mentor who is more on like public speaking and dating, he says that for his content, it takes him 3 to 4 years for some of his videos to plant the seeds, which will then create a customer 3 to 4 years down the road. I find that fascinating. I find it so fascinating because human beings have been so conditioned by, you know, culture, social conditioning in general, biological hardwiring, biological needs, like I gotta eat, I gotta do this, educational system, to think a certain way, or more accurately, not to think at all and just be a cog or a sheep, you know. Hold on. There's various terminology you can use. I don't say sheep as in I'm calling you a sheep. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to attack you when I say sheep. I just mean if people, I just think that it's probably a good idea to be able to think for yourself and come to your own conclusions and take an idea and go, what are the pros and cons of this idea? Does it resonate with me? What's the energy behind this? Is it destructive? Is it self-destructive? Or is it win-win? Is it beneficial? Oh, it's beneficial. Cool. I will keep this. And then if something comes across that points to this idea and goes, hey, there might be something wrong with that. You're not going, no. There's nothing wrong with it. No, you're able to go, really? Oh, wow. You're right. This little thing here, this little part of it, most of it was great, but this little freaking part of it, sorry, Suzanne, little part of it is flawed. So maybe I should swap that piece out for a more win-win piece that helps other people and helps myself and is what we call high vibration energy. Wouldn't it feel nice to just be calm? To have that voice in your head quiet. Because when you think about it, like let's say you might have had, you know, everyone's probably had at least one, I think, near-death experience. Or if you've ever gone working out, or you've ever had a run at any point in your life for long durations of time, very intensely, you're out of breath, you're like, you almost get this like, present to the moment calmness, like focus in a way. Or like if you go take a shower, when you're in the shower, right? Sometimes there's like a little bit of clarity there. Hey, Jocelyn. Hope you're having a good Thursday. There's some quiet there. And when it's quiet, you're able to think about things in a calm manner. Not like, oh, I gotta do this. But no, it's like, it's the stillness where there's nothing wrong. Like, you have everything you need. It's cool. Past memories aren't coming to attack you. You're not worried about the future. You're just right here. Everything's cool. Everything's good. And then, maybe start laughing. You're like, yeah, it is good. I have some silly glasses on. Got a hat. Floating in space. You're not worried about your self-image, how you look. Do I look cool? Do I not look cool? Am I saying the right thing? Am I not saying the right thing? Your energy in your body, what you're feeling, it's light. It's flowing. It's not stuck. It's not heavy. It's not dense. You can just express yourself. What I find is when I'm in that space of just calmness, presence, I'm happier. And when I'm happier, I actually go do things to improve my life more. I'll say that again. When I'm happier, I take more action to improve my life more. And the being quiet, calm in the head, stillness, presence, makes me happier. Because I'm not being attacked by memories from the past or worrying about the future. I'm right here. And when you really, really get and realize and feel right now how you don't need anything, we got everything we need right now. We're not worried about anything, stressing about anything. You feel good. And when you feel good, you're feeling happy, you take more action. It's a simple thing, but it's huge. Ridiculously powerful. How much silence can you stand? Is it pissing you off right now that there's long gaps of silence in between my speech? Does it really infuriate you that I'm not talking very quickly right now and I'm not just cramming every second with a word? That right here. Is that too much for you? Does that piss you off? Why? Ever stop and think about that? Why do we get so irritated when something's slow? When there's not a lot of space. Or when there is a lot of space, excuse me. Why do we get so irritated at that? Because this man, right here. This brilliant yet flawed machine that allows us to figure out solutions and invent spaceships. It's also flawed. And we can't live up here. We have a body. We are not a body. We're infinite beings of consciousness or soul, spirit, whatever terminology you want to use. I don't know which one will appeal to everyone, right? We all have different, our favorite words. I like consciousness. I like energetic body. That one's kind of more PC. It's more tolerable to swallow for people without inciting some crazy response. This is amazing for figuring out solutions. We created Facebook with this. I mean, come on. Kind of crazy. But if we live up there in our worries, our problems, what could happen, what will happen, we're crippled by that. It doesn't help us. And it's the place it's coming from. Wouldn't you rather have a problem and then just be like, all right, this thing came up. How could I solve that? And it's almost amusing. It's like seeing your little sister or little cousin come up to you and they're worried about something and you already know like they're gonna be fine. But they're so worried about it, they're like, I don't know what to do, but you're just like, this is hilarious because you actually got it and you're good, you're gonna be okay. To approach life like that, instead of it being so real. Oh my God, I got this to do or this deadline. Does it really help us to be in that feeling, that zone of like, no, no, it doesn't help us. It only is destructive. Like, I don't want to feel that 1%, like, ever. I don't care if I'm meeting the president. I want to be like, all right, I'm meeting the president. I don't want to be like, I'm meeting the president. But like, no, 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 no. Because then, well, then I'm like locked up, I'm stifled, I can't express myself, I can't be me. I want to be me. Even if that means people like killing me. Like, I'd rather be me. I'd rather be happy. Is that such a bad thing? Like, it seems like common sense, but like the whole quote, I'm sure you've heard, common sense ain't that common. This can be your friend, your ally, a tool, a servant, or it can control you and be your master. Hear that? Those dishes being washed? What do you hear at your house right now? If you take a moment to really be quiet for a second. I'm not saying be quiet. That's a little harsh. But I mean, do you hear the air conditioning? Do you hear the wind? Is there a buzzing? Are you aware of this stuff? Can you tune into that? Can you be calm enough, present enough to hear that? How about your hand? If you stick your hand up for a second in front of your face. Do you see the lines in your hand? Look at them for a second. Really, really look at them. How about the hairs, the little hairs on the back of your hand? You're a human being. It's crazy. Yet you're worried about, oh, I'm not making enough money. You're alive. Can we focus on that? Can we focus on the fact you're literally breathing? And that, like, there are cells and, like, membranes and organs keeping you alive. You have, like, you're in a body right now. And using that crazy epiphany that hopefully you get from really feeling that to then go live your life and be happy. I can't give you the whole program. Number one, because we need to charge in order to, you know, expand the movement. Number two, because there's like 10 levels of training and I can't fit like 100 plus hours of content in this live stream. I'm not that good yet, for sure. And I need to sleep and eat, so I can't talk for that long. Like, I think my jaw will fall off if I talk for 100 plus hours straight. I literally think you might die. Like, you might die. So I'm trying to give you concepts and bits from the training, I think, that will impact you the most. So I hope you're engaged right now. I hope you're really feeling some of these things. It's causing you to think or examine or have epiphanies or realizations or just kind of feel like I'm messing with you, but in a funny way. Kind of like that frame of, oh, this is my little sister. They're having a problem. Let me help them because they're actually going to be fine. And I love them. That's the most powerful frame I've seen in interacting with just people in general. When you're energetically trained, anyway. I can't talk to you about physics and mathematics. I was terrible at them. I failed math in high school. I can talk to you about your energetic body and your consciousness and how that, using some of the stuff we teach, you can end your emotional suffering and release that traumatic garbage you're holding on to that someone gave you. That's not your fault. Whether you're molested, raped, bullied, verbally, physically abused, you got back problems, my little cousin, whatever it might be, holding on to that doesn't help us. It's poison. It's emotional and spiritual poison. And it makes us feel like crap and not feel like we can talk to people and that we have to make things hard and we're against other people. When in actuality, we're all one. Was that too hippy-dippy? My bad. I'll test out some more terminologies and words to try to make that a little easily digestible. But we are, right? Everything is one. It's not just like us, like you guys, human beings. I mean everything, because everything is energy. You're literally made from stars. It's pretty crazy. I forgot what meme I saw, but it said that we have a specific type of like iron, I think, or we create iron. I can't remember what, pretty sure this was. Our bloodstream or whatever creates iron. Our bodies create iron. And the only thing that does that, I think, was like a star. I wish I had the meme because it was an amazing meme. I don't know why I didn't save it. I do post a crap ton of them every single day and have to delete all of the previous memes from my phone. So it's like this constant, like almost like a tidal wave of memes that comes in. I post them and then it recedes and I delete them from my phone. It's a cool meme though. Point being, you're an infinite being of consciousness. You're an infinite spiritual being. You're not going to die. Well, your body's going to die at some point, for sure. But you're here to learn, experience, and evolve and grow. What you actually are, your essence, your soul, soul, spirit, essence, consciousness, fairy dust, whatever word you want to insert in there so it makes it okay to keep listening. That part of you doesn't die. It just changes forms. What is that form? I don't know. I'm not there yet. I know how to end your emotional suffering here on this planet. I don't know what happens after that. That's not my specialty. I'm just 23 years old. I'm just learning this stuff. But I know that you can end your emotional suffering because I've done it for myself. I don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore. I don't want to drink alcohol anymore. The occasional glass of wine, occasional beer here and there, maybe. But I'm not going out and doing that. I don't engage with negativity anymore. I'm working a lot. Is it 100%? No. Is it perfect? Mm-mm. Is it 1 billion times better than it was before? And I actually have control of what I think, how I think, what I think, how I feel, emotions? Yes. Do I know how to release my trauma from my past? Yes. Do I know how to release any negative emotions? Yes. I had not an argument, a misunderstanding with my cousin 2 or 3 days ago, and bad communication on both our parts. And it was a little bit of like low vibration. Like I took a kind of hit because like your adrenaline is pumping because it was just, we weren't communicating effectively. Because we weren't communicating effectively, I think she maybe felt like I was attacking her, or maybe she just doesn't like me. I don't actually know what's going on. I'm kind of waiting for the right time to actually talk to her about it, but I don't know. So she could either just not like me, or she felt like I was attacking her. But when people feel attacked, when the ego feels like it's being attacked, our adrenaline starts pumping because we think we're gonna die, right? There's aggression. It's like fight or flight comes in, and that's a little hit of low vibration energy. That's not good, right? Like that feeling of negativity, someone's challenging you, someone's attacking you, that doesn't feel good. So if I hold on to that, then you keep thinking about it. You know, people really, really in low vibration, really in negativity, something like that happens, and they use it as an explosion to make it like 50 times worse. So maybe it was a small thing, right? Maybe you had a bad day at work. You come home, you're in a bad mood, and someone says something, and then you instantly attack them, and it blows up in this big argument, big fight. Maybe a little bit of low vibration energy, waiting for like that gunpowder to poof. Now it's a lot of low vibration energy. And what happens? It's just destruction. Like, people don't feel good. The situation didn't get taken care of. It's worse. It's only bad. So most people, something like that happens, they end their relationship with that person. How hilarious, how childish is that? This one thing ends a whole relationship. I remember reading one story where it talked about how, because these two brothers, right? One of the brothers thought the other brother took his shoes. So he stopped talking to his brother for 7 years. And then the same brother, or the other brother, whatever, found the pair of shoes, and they forgot that they had put them under the somewhere. They found them, and they realized that they actually put it in the wrong spot. So they reconnected, but they had lost 7 years of being brothers and like hanging out with each other because of, I want to say effing really badly, but because of shoes. Shoes. We end relationships with people over shoes. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Like, what? You have the same blood in your body, and we're going to stop talking because of shoes. Anyway, if you're really in low vibration energy, you can use an example like that to focus on it, magnify the amount of low vibration energy in your body, and just keep being engaged with these judgmental feelings, negative feelings. It's so weird, right? And amazing at the same time. Having healed a lot of my trauma, again, not perfect. I'm still in recovery. I'm still healing. It's so good. But I understand, like, I'm very careful. I'm very patient with myself. I'm like, I still got stuff in there. Still got to release some of this stuff. I'm teaching it, talking about it because it works, and I'm making lots of progress, and I think that's okay. And I think as I keep talking about it and tell you guys that, hey, you know, I'm making progress, I'm being patient, as you continuously see me like leveling up and getting better and better and better and better, I want to keep telling you, like, listen, I am in recovery, I am healing. Because if you decide to go with us on this journey and start taking our training, start taking our coaching, you're going to be in the same position. I don't want you to beat yourself up because you're not perfect. Like, human beings, we're like the kings of limitations, kings and queens of limitations, imposing limitations on ourselves and the world. But we're also great at needing things to be perfect. Otherwise, we can't just be happy with them, happy with the results. So when you go on this journey and you're sharing with the world and yourself and just facing these dark things you've been holding down in yourself, maybe you let somebody down, maybe you did something that's, in your eyes, fucking, damn it, freaking horrible, terrible, terrifying. How could it, like, you should be locked up. Can't believe you did that. We all got that. Or we all have that feeling that we did that, or had that impact, or had it happen to us. Right? Again, maybe you're bullied, maybe you're abused, maybe you're raped, maybe you're molested. There's so many like cases of you know, parents like not feeding their children, you know, just being cruel to the people they love. And that gets trapped in us. So as you're releasing that and facing that, you're what we call in recovery, you're healing. Because it's very hard to do that. Not hard, excuse me. It's very intense doing that. A lot comes up. And we typically don't like to face that because, number one, we haven't been taught to do that. And because what we have been taught is just to suppress it, stuff it down. But, and that's so silly because if you think about it, what is that doing? We're just stuffing it down. It's still there. I got a call. I don't know why people think they can just call me when I'm live streaming, talking to the people, my favorite people. How dare they? We can't just stuff it down because it's still there and it's still causing us to feel insecurity, low self-worth, anger, frustration, just being massively triggered. If we release it, we feel good. We're actually normal people. We're happy. We can talk to people. We can express ourselves. We don't feel like, are people judging me? Like go outside. Go outside. Please, really, go outside, go interact with people. Tell me how you feel when you go outside. Do you feel like, what's going on? How's it going? Or do you feel like, I can't talk to that person, don't make eye contact? It's insane that the world is like that. And families, for that matter, or friends. Typically not friends. Sometimes friends. If they're like low vibration friends with the low vibration friends. I don't want that. I want to walk outside and be like, what's going on, brother? He's like, what's going on? And it's peaceful. I recorded a podcast months and months ago. So when I actually released a big chunk of my trauma, right? And when that happened, I felt so amazing in my body because I had felt like crap for so long. I felt so amazing in my body, I thought I was enlightened. I was like, I hit enlightenment. I feel great. I gotta tell everybody. And I did. I recorded podcasts. I was telling everybody, I'm Dante. I am enlightened. Not enlightened. And now, not enlightened, nor near close to being enlightened. Enlightenment is something totally different than what you feel. We're on the path toward enlightenment, right? By letting go of the trauma and this negative, toxic, low vibration energy, we provide presence, we provide space, we feel good in our body. We're connecting with these states of gratitude, appreciation, creativity, inspiration, happiness. At the tippy top of that is enlightenment. I don't know enough about it. I can't tell you what that is. I haven't, you know, experienced it. Maybe I touched it for like a brief second and then hopped back down, which is what I think might have happened, or I got so high because I hadn't been happy or accepted myself or loved myself for so long. I was just like, I must be enlightened because what the hell is this? This is crazy. When I hit that point, I made like a GoFundMe or a Patreon page. And I was like, I have to, world peace. I must create world peace. Now I see how hilarious that is because there's just so much that's, you can't even go that route. Like this route is the route I have to go of helping people and tackling, because people aren't ready for that. Like, there's so much conditioning and cultural hypnosis and educational system. Like, most people have not been taught how to think for themselves. So they're entrenched in these ideas and paradigms that are usually destructive, self-destructive. They don't know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how to be happy. And it pisses them off when you give them solutions and ideas that will help them become better people. So, much like my cousin over there said, I asked them, how do you, you know, I'm paraphrasing, how do you create significant changes when there's just like so much? And he was like, well, you don't complain about it. So on that note, I'm not even going to complain about it. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and hammering away at the masses until I figure out a really like foolproof method to pierce them like a javelin and give them information that will help them. Do my best. Back to you. So motivation, terrible. What I'd rather have is a system that works that allows me to be happy every day. I don't want to wait till I feel motivated to do something. No, I want to be in control of what I'm thinking, feeling, and how I'm interacting and engaging with reality. I don't want to have something in my head telling me, no, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I don't feel like doing this. No. This is what I want. I want to help people. This is what we're doing. We're doing it. And then you do it. You feel good. That's the zone and place I want to live in. And I encourage as many people as possible to join me in this zone because you're happy and you're getting a lot done. You're making more money. You're having much better relationships. Life is on the up and up and up. Do you want that? I was testing you. How did you feel in your body when you heard that? Was it like, yeah, no, that makes sense? Or was it like, because most people don't want that. They think they do. They say they do, but they don't. They just want to stay the same. Because they didn't have enough presence, like, come into them to really show them what's possible. They've been beaten down by life and experiences and traumatic experiences so much that they're just this, like, not dead, but almost dead zombie husk of what they were. And I'll meet people, and the spark in their eyes is gone. It's just like shark eyes. And it breaks my heart because they're alive, but they're dead. And you can't reach them. I try to reach them. But most of the time, it's really hard to reach them. And again, they become pissed off if you try to... You can't. So I don't want to say that some people are just lost causes, but maybe they are. Is that negative? I don't know. I think maybe not impossible, but there's just so much calcification from like conditioning and again, what I keep saying. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to change your guys' minds, to get you in this zone with me. It's like once you're here, then you're like, oh yeah, that was... Should have done that a long time ago. Thank you, Dante. And I'm like, no worries, man. And then I'll just, or woman. And then I'll send you the emoji with the cheers icon. And that'll just be how we communicate for the rest of our lives. Anytime you have something to share, just you send that. Anytime I got something to share, you just send it back. It's like code. But for the majority of people, they're just going to keep being miserable and keep having problems. And keep having to engage with those problems from this, like, this state of being of like, oh, I'm worried about it, or... Oh, what's gonna happen? Just that sound. Oh. Like, don't you wanna be happy? Just like approach life in this almost comedic, amused manner. Like any problems you have, it's again, I'll keep using this example because I think it's hilarious. It's like your little sister coming to you with a problem. But you know, like, it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to handle it for her, and you're just laughing because she thinks it's so real. But you know it's going to be fine. Like, I want you to look at life like that. To just laugh a lot every day. And just be happy. I think that should be the most important thing. Period. Your happiness. People chase material shit. People chase material goods because they're chasing happiness. They're chasing a feeling. I want a Lamborghini. Why, bro? Why, bro? Why do you want a Lamborghini, bro? Because, I'll look cool. Why do you want to look cool, bro? What, because you're not getting enough validation and approval from yourself because you already don't think you're cool and you need a Lamborghini to make you look cool. You need a piece of metal and plastic with lights painted yellow to make you feel cool. I think that's insane. I think you should feel cool and accept yourself and love yourself. And because life flows from you, when you actually do that, your life changes. Every day is just amazing. And it's full of opportunity. I want you guys to be just like dangerous. Like in terms of success, like people are just shocked at how happy, not in terms of results, maybe you don't want to go that route. I don't know what your ambitions are for life, but just in terms of happiness alone, when people meet you, they're like, whoa, that person's energy is crazy. I love, but in a good way, not like they're actually crazy, but like, wow. Like I love being around that person. They're great. They're funny. They're just exciting to be around. I love that energy. That's the number one compliment people give me. I love you. You have such great energy. And then I have a small smile because I know. And they don't know. I'm like, I would like to give you that same energy, bro or broette, but I get it. I gotta plant seeds. I'm a farmer, okay? I'm not a public speaker, I'm a farmer planting seeds. And eventually you guys are gonna be like, whoa, oh my gosh, yes, I'm ready to pay for the training. Yeah, it's amazing. I wanna yank you over here. I can't. I want to yank you through the screen right here. End your emotional suffering. You being happy. Killing life. But I got to be patient. Because I can't just yank you. I have to be like, you ready? Kind of like death, right? It's like comes to you and you're like, come. Well, I guess not. I guess that's a terrible example because you don't really have a choice when death comes for you because it's just, it's death. It's your time now. What I was thinking is an episode of Supernatural that I happened to be watching when I was at my my mom's place. I was babysitting or I was over there briefly. And it was on. And like one of the person had like a head trauma. And death came and he ended up getting out of it. But it's like that's what I feel like is happening right now. It's like I have to just be patient and wait for you to be ready. So maybe I just gotta practice patience. But in terms of you, motivation sucks. It's just, it's terrible. It works sometimes and a lot of the time doesn't. You gotta wait for it to just happen. That's so crappy. A better alternative is a system that works. And maybe, you know, something that you can do that doesn't involve you buying anything is focusing and thinking about what are the traumatic things you've gone through that you're stuffing down and keeping down there? Because the longer they stay there, the more poison it's releasing in your body and your, you know, emotionally, spiritually. What are you afraid of? What are you anxious about? What do you feel guilty about? What shouldn't you have done or should you have done? How's that affecting you? Are you ashamed? Are you depressed? Why are you depressed? What happened to you? What's the most traumatic thing you've been through? The more we focus on these, and then if you want to add something else to it, you can just imagine visualizing you breathing it up, holding it, and imagine it maybe like a black, you know, misty mist coming out. The visualization helps. It's a technique we teach called five: focus, intention, visualization, then you experience. So you focus on the memory. Let's say you're raped, right? So focus on the experience of you being raped. What happened? What you're feeling? The events. Focus on that. Then you want to intend to bring it up, breathe it up. Then you want to use the V part of that, visualize it coming up. So you're focusing on it, you're intending to have it come up, then you're visualizing it come up. Then you breathe it out. And you see it leaving your body. Then you experience it leaving. Now, simple to do. Now, this is the part where most people struggle. They want it gone right now. Especially once they realize like how powerful it is when you do have it gone, they want to rush the process, but you can't rush the process. It's a traumatic experience that's happened to you. It's deeply embedded. You've been carrying this with you for such a long time. You have to be patient with yourself. You're healing. It's not a snap your fingers and it's done. But when you release even a little bit of it, it makes a dramatic difference because you've been carrying it for so long. So when you're releasing it and you're trying to rush it, just let a little bit come up and be okay that a little bit came up and you release a little bit of it. Because although you can't see it immediately, it has an amazing and profound effect on every single area of your life. You're clearing the negative, what we call low vibrational energy, out of your body, your energetic body. It's not actually coming in up your freaking throat. It's your energetic body. That's why we have to visualize with it. Okay, we're an energetic being, an infinite spiritual being. We have a body, we have to feed, and we have to clean every day, wash. So too do we have an energetic body that we need to clean every day. And especially, you know, dive in those really, really hardcore LVE moments and experiences and memories, traumatic memories, and get that trauma energy out of you so it stops destroying your life. So I encourage you, without having to buy anything, to look at the things that you've done or haven't done or should have done in your past that you feel guilty about, ashamed about, angry about, sad about, horrified about. You think about. Let them come up. Breathe them out. Get them out. Let them go. They don't help. The more you do this, the happier you're going to get. It's going to be crazy. But a good kind of crazy. Kind of like when you meet someone you're attracted to, but they're like on your same level. And it's like a challenge, but like, you know, like you're comfortable with it, but it's actually also at the same time, like exciting and like flirty and just like mysterious and like what's happening. It's like that. You're gonna have that feeling. That's all I got for today. That's it. So, as promised, Wave, what's up, Alicia? What's going on? Caroline, a good message for young people in Kenya. And for everywhere. I agree with you. Ants, hippie soul. What's going on? Mr. Glenn Ackerman, my master teacher. Thank you. So great. Hortensia? Hope I'm saying that correctly. You can punch me if I did not say that correctly. Bad kitty cat Kronos. Such an amazing name. Children, yes. Anne, what's going on? Absolutely, love your messages, they're so inspiring. Well, thank Glenn because I'm getting everything from him. But thank you regardless. Jocelyn, yes, yes. Holly, Caroline, it's easy for... All right, gotta take this off for a second. It's easy for you guys to make choices of what you want in your life and how you want it to be, but for some of us, we've got nothing much to choose from. I like this. This is a very good comment. So, I get what you're saying. What I find powerful is regardless of where you're at, it's what you choose to focus on that really does the damage or does the help in our life. You could be homeless and be ecstatic and love your life. Or you could be homeless and think it's the worst thing in the world because of outside perspective, outside judgment. I'm saying we shouldn't have the self-attacking behavior. We should be content with what we have and use that as a foundation of gratitude and just being alive, being breathing this moment as a foundation to take action for the rest of our life. So you definitely might be true. You might not have much choice. Let me see if I'm reading that correctly. Got nothing much to choose from. And this is kind of a trap. Because I need to know more about your life and what you're going through to really get context to answer this correctly. But from what you've given me, we always have the choice to be happy and be grateful. We always have the choice of what we want to focus on. And if we focus on the good, more good expands. Because wherever focus goes, energy flows. And energy is always expanding. So if we rest our focus on what's awesome about our life, the fact we're alive, having gratitude for what we have, feeling that, it'll expand. And we'll feel good. I'm not worried about, you know, do I have as much choice as Justin Bieber? I'm just worried about what I can do today. Hey, Holly. Larry. Jessica. Yay for helping people. Big yay for that. So true. Thank you, thank you. Living my life to the fullest. I love it. Give you a wave. Bam. Hey, Caroline. Hey, Nancy. What's happening? Thank you for joining. Marissa. I'm going to get back to your video in just a second. Hope you're having a great day. Jamie. What's happening? That's everybody. I love you guys. Thank you for watching this live stream. I encourage you to look at the things that you're ashamed of or worried about or feel guilty about in your past and give them more attention. Try to let them go because they're destroying your life. And if you guys are ready to actually change your life and take that next step, I encourage you to go to www.energyawarenesstraining.com. Oh, look at that sexy plug. And if you do so, we have a list of programs that you can use to transform your life and end your emotional suffering. We also have, for the people who are broke, a YouTube channel filled with lots of free, powerful videos. We have a ton of comments, a ton of views. The channel's exploding. We're super close. It hasn't even been the end of the month. We're super close to getting our next tier of like YouTube subscribers. So like we want to increase it by 100 each month. We're like 3/4 of the way there already. The channel's exploding. We're having more interviews coming, more people. It's amazing. So if you want free content, go to the YouTube channel, Energy Awareness. Dang it, Dad. I was almost done plugging the freaking channel. Give me a phone call. How dare you? Go to the YouTube.com, whatever. Put in Energy Awareness Training if you want to see the free videos. If you're ready to change your life, go to the actual website, www.energyawarenesstraining.com. And apart from that, I will see you tomorrow. We can do this again. It'll be amazing. I'll be a little bit funnier. The information will come out a little bit cleaner. And we'll have a little bit more better of a time because I'm healing and I'm practicing what I preach and what I teach and what I'm, you know, getting from Glenn, which is changing my life, and it's going to continue changing my life. So yeah, if this wasn't the video that does it for you, it's cool. More to come. So just strap in and I'll see you tomorrow.
I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.